Hi everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Fierce Dancing. It's the first episode of 2025, and yeah, we're just gonna say who's in the room. So hosting today is Zainab.
Hi, I'm Narash.
And I'm Laurel.
Yes, what's up? My name is Vish.
Yeah, and as you know, we all have our various roles here at Thames Life. Yeah, we've been through a lot. There's a lot of sort of changes that have happened, changes up and coming. And yeah, on this week's episode, we're just going to talk about some of them.
New year, new horizons.
Yes. And I guess I'll go first because I have a major one. So
hard to miss.
Yes. You know, you may not know if you haven't seen me in a while, but I will be going on maternity leave again.
Yay!
Yes. For the second time. But yeah, I'll be going on maternity leave in the next few weeks, actually. And so a lot of the beginning of the year for me has been, you know, tying up bits of work and just making sure as an organization we will be equipped to still do really great comms, hopefully get someone in as well who's really good and who can push forward our message to see residents be empowered.
Congratulations, yeah. I think on behalf
yeah,
of
how are you guys feeling about that and also other changes that have happened?
Yeah, well, congratulations, I think on behalf of everyone in Thames Life and everyone in the community is also, I'm sure, rooting for you. That motherhood once again is going to be beautiful and good. And we have some very, very sad news at Thames Life. Our dear colleague and good friend Lucy has decided to have a little bit of a career change. She will be embedded in the community very nearby, working at Barking Riverside Limited. So we wish her well and we wish her dearly. And if you need to see her, I'm sure you can find her around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
of course, I'm happy for Lucy. I'm just really happy for the changes in you know, the changes happening in our community. I'm really excited about the programs that we have. And we're working on some really amazing things. We really want to get connected to the community this year. I mean, of course, we already are, but we just want to see so much more of you. We want to get more connected with you, really find out what it is that moves you, what it is that you desire from us, or from the community of Thames Life, Barking Riverside, well, Barking and Dagenham, wider field. You know, it's not just limited to just those areas. I'm just really excited to be part of this. And I work at the Food Forest as community organizer, but I'm really hoping this year to do even more with Thames Life. And there's just so much scope for it. But to be honest, I'm just really excited to know the people in this community are really empowered and they're really, you know, they want so much great things for the environment. That is quite good for my work. You know, you make it easy. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, so some great stuff. And yeah, as Laurel said, we've got lots of things happening and coming up in the new year. And in order for them, the guys, to do what they need to do, I'll be supporting them as the admin. Yeah, so I'll be behind the scenes, but no doubt you will see me at some of the events as well. So yeah, just get... it'd be nice to get to know you guys. So yeah, I'll be the new face of the team, new voice of the team as well. But really looking forward to seeing and meeting as many of you as possible.
Yeah, sounds great. And I guess we're all sort of working on really exciting projects this year. You know, does anyone just want to share like a sneak peek on what, you know, what they might be focusing on, Laurel, especially with the Food Forest, like what's coming up?
Yay, so at the Food Forest, oh my God, we've been working on getting the polytunnel in for some time, the greenhouse. It's finally, well, almost here. I'm really excited. The community gardening sessions are starting again. We're starting in March. middle of March. So do look out for that. The dates will be publicized. We will post the links on Eventbrite. We will also have a few posters around. So yeah, do look out for it. But especially we look forward to you joining us and really coming on site to help us to really clear some land. We need to get that done and just get the soil prepared again for the new season. You know, bring ideas, bring some of your own plants. Come, let us know what it is that you want to see. You know, what would you like us to grow? What would you like to grow on the site? And gosh, I'm just so really excited. The polytunnel's coming in, as I mentioned earlier. We also have the Easter egg hunt. You know, the Easter egg party is always a big hit at the Food Forest site. So we are stoked. This year, it's going to be massive. Not just for the kids, also for the grown-ups, you know, because it's all about how all of us can use that site, how we can all get involved in that green space, you know, which is, oh my God, it's been so good having you come in committed every week. And we just really look forward to seeing more and more and more of you on the site. So yeah, that's early this year. And of course, there's so much more, but I really do implore you, just send us emails, follow us on our social media, leave your comments, send us DMs, send us emails, just communicate, let us know what it is that you want, what are the programs you want to see, and what are the things that you'd like to see on the site, and what other green space that you might have in mind for us to develop and to look at.
That sounds exciting.
And a good opportunity to perhaps upload a short video and send to Laurel. This year, I think we're going to be focusing on looking at and doing some more short videos. So if anyone's brave and confident to make a short video of any of their green fingers and put it to the test, yeah, please feel free to make a short video, send it to the website or get in touch with us and we'll be able to upload and take a look at that. So yeah, that'd be amazing.
I just want to say a big up to YCAG, the young ladies from YCAG, and the two guests, the young men, that we went to Parliament, Portacutis House, to meet the MP 2 weeks ago, and they were fantastic. They were trying to raise 1.6 million for the nature reserve and to get it reopened, and also 5 million for the performing arts centre through Barking Riverside School. So they were fantastic, brilliant, and yeah, shout out to them.
Starting the year on a high, aren't they? But yeah, I mean, if there's nothing else to share, I guess we'll leave it at that. But please keep an eye out for our next episode. And as the rest of my colleagues have shared, we really want, you know, our platform to be resident driven. So share with us any content that you have. And we'll make sure it gets out there. So see you next time. Bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Peace.